measuring the comfort properties of embroidered fabrics by Al-Hawari, Sherwood, and Shireen. The real authors of this paper are Sherwood and Shireen. I am only a presenter for them to help them for promotion. They need this paper for promotion from lecturer to assistant to professor. Therefore, if any person is more interested in the embroidery, he can communicate by email with them, no problem. Types of comfort. Thermophysiological comfort. It involves transport of heat and moisture through fabric. Sensorial comfort. It involves neural sensations when textile comes into contact with skin. Body movement comfort. Ability of a textile to allow freedom of movement reduces burden and body shaping as required. Aesthetic comfort. It involves subjective perception of clothes to the eye, hand, ear, and nose, which contributes overall well-being of the wearer. Here, comfort means thermophysiological, aesthetic, sensorial. The two girls concentrated about sensorial comfort by measuring mechanical properties through measurement of mechanical properties. With embroidery design, the mechanical properties were measured for embroidered fabric. Emo work, how can the embroidery fabric affect the mechanical comfort of the cloth? The aim of this research work is to answer the question by testing the comfort properties of embroidered fabric. Materials and methods. The following table shows the classification of the different parameters under study: fabric type, needle, stitch density, fabric mass, and embroidery yard. Codes X1, fabric type, X2, fabric mass, X3, embroidery yarn type, X4, needle size, X5, stitch length. For each variable, they use two levels. For example, for fabric type, woven and knitted. Fabric mass, heavy and light. Embroidery yarn type, viscose and polyester. Needle size 10 and 11. Stitch length 0.75 millimeters and 0.5 millimeters. Material and methods. In this research work, 16 experiments were made to test. By the way, they used factorial design, but they told me they used half factorial design. All experiments were reduced to 16 experiments only. This instrument shows the fabric hand. It is considered a ring and some movement element pierce the fabric within the ring and is connected by a measuring unit in kilogram force. The hand in this case, by punching an instrument, expresses the hand in kilogram force. Materials and methods. These tests were applied at samples before and after 30 times washing to evaluate the performance of these samples after using them for long time. Letters A and B refer to after washing and before washing test results. Results and discussion. A T-paired test, the results of crease recovery between before and after washing for woven fabric, for knitted fabric. This table gives the results for the crease recovery. This chart also illustrates the results of these tables. T-pertinences of bending stiffness between before and after washing, woven samples, knitted samples. This is stiffness A, stiffness after, stiffness before. and not also stiffness after stiffness before. There is a significant difference here. This red numbers means there is significant difference of bending stiffness before washing and after washing. Tapir, this is just of hand value in kilogram force or Newton, but they use the kilogram force between before and after washing. Number A for woman sample, number B for knitted samples. The results are written inside these tables. By the way, they use highly statistics, especially a t-test, to make significant or not significant results. My point of view, from the graphs, it is clear that no significant effect. No significant effect. Results and discussion. Testing is the significance of difference between before and after for woven and knitted fabrics. This test results is between knitted and woven, between knitted and woven. Mean value, various degree of freedom, T stat, P probability, capital T more, less than or equal to one test type. All these are referred to T test. The only difference were found here 0.0049. There is difference in stiffness between knitted and woven, between knitted and woven. Here again is started to use the regression analysis. We have five factors. They measure the three items: crease recovery, bending stiffness, and hand. For each of these dependent variables, they made regression equations. This equation crease for crease before wash has this equation. Equation number one. Crease after has equation number two. As seen from the last two equations, the most dominant factor before washing with the fabric weight X1, while after washing was the interaction between the fabric weight and the stitch length, as shown by pie chart. Pie chart, it is clear here for this separated segment, X1, X5 interaction between fabric weight and the stitch length. For stiffness, also stiffness before has equation number 3. From equation number 3, it is clear that the embroidered yarn type X3 is the most dominant factor affecting the stiffness before washing, as the polyester yarn is more stiff than the viscose embroidered yarn. This segment means it is more effective. Stiffness after has equation number 4. Also by chart clears this equation or signifies this equation. The most while after washing, the effect of the fabric weight becomes the more dominant. This may be due to the remove of surface finish material on surface of the embroidered yarn during washing, which made the fabric weight or fabric mass more dominant after washing. Hand results. The following equations, 5 and 6, show the regression analysis for the hand property before and after wash. There is no significant difference when the factor effect before and after washing for hand property. But it is clear that the fabric weight or fabric mass X1 is the more dominant factor. Equation 5, hand before. This is by chart for equation 5. By chart for equation 5, the separated segment means the interaction between X1 and X3. Hand after has equation number 6, represented graphically by chart. The interaction between X1 and X4 has the more dominant effect. Conclusions. The comfort of textile materials is a complex phenomenon to study. applying embroidery stitches on the fabric makes the subject more complicated. In this research, the effect of embroidery parameters on the comfort-related properties, greater recovery, stiffness, and the end, were studied before and after washing. Washing affects the properties of knitted fabrics more than woven fabrics. Thus, it affects both the crease recovery and the stiffness of knitted fabrics more than that of woven fabrics. Since a hand is evaluated based on punching, punching. I think I is not correct. Punching technique, which passing the samples through the effect of motion, so washing had non-significant effect on hand properties. No, thank you.
No.
They are far. They still are far from this. They simply selected what is available in the lab, in our lab only. Bending length by Shirley Tester, crease recovery, and fabric and this punching machine. More than we haven't equipment to measure. The comfort is a large topic, is a too large topic. Large topic. Kawabata in Japan or in India, even some scientists are working under comfort. Dr. Al-Mughad, if you remember, worked for some time.
So is that the instrument
you
use,
Kawabata?
Is that the instrument they use in your lab?
No. I say that many people, many scientists work under the topic of comfort, like Kawabata, the first one who introduced comfort for fabrics. Nowadays, I think scientists in India or in other area are working. Dr. Mughazi worked for some time for fabric comfort.
Kawabata is more about the hand. It doesn't include
measurement of breathability. I don't know. Comfort for me, out.
All right. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.